There he is. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. All of those you who are leaving. And there he is. All righty. Thank you, Mike.
Good morning. Welcome everybody to the annual meeting called for the purpose of approving the 2021 budget, church budget, and installations of officers, elders, and diaconate. Those are the two main things that we will get done today, and then there's a couple other smaller items. We'll do the budget first. You're up, Judy.
All right, thanks, Mike. Can you hear me? Yep, it's on. All right, in your bulletins, you should have a copy of the proposed budget, and it will list the receipts and expenses, and then it has a column that we went by for 2020, and then the proposed one in 2021, and then the changes thereafter. I'll hit on a couple of highlights, and number one, thank you for your participation and commitment to FCC and the budget. That does not go unnoticed. We appreciate it very much. That being said, 2020 was a challenging year with COVID. Who would have thunk, you know, we would have been where we are today. One of the things that we did do last year, and thanks to both Ted and Nick Grooms, they got right on the PPP money that was available, and we were approved for about a $29,000 loan that we anticipate will be forgiven. That was included last year, and that made a huge difference in how the money's flowed. That being said, 2021 is coming up, and we plan on having a centennial celebration. I believe the date of that is going to be in May, and Paul Halleck is leading a group, you know, for our 100-year celebration. So that'll be fun. Congratulations to all of the different commissions. You work very hard on your budgets for the upcoming year. I know that you're lean and you're mean, but in spite of that, you still are doing God's work in the background, whether it's through sandwich ministry, shut-in calling, whatever. So we continue to support that and know how important it is. This next year, we will have a need to replace the swamp coolers. That is also included in the budget. And I don't know exactly when that will happen, but it's on our agenda. And then finally, during the COVID, we learned from our, I don't know, I guess geriatric seems to be the word of the day. that it's very important for us to connect with our older population that has supported the church in the past. Our AV system is limping along. Thank you to Rick. It continues to be there. However, that being said, we are in the process of replacing the computer and updating that. And that'll give us some options to connect further with our shut-in people who very much appreciate the sermons online and will be able to do that online streaming. So that's kind of the highlights of the budget that you see proposed in front of you. I will mention that preschool has also been very diligent in kind of nailing down their budget and expenses and incomes, and they have also been running very efficiently. That being said, you know, we put the Bridges campaign into place about 6-8 years ago. We deferred payments coming out of that for a few years. However, we are now using that money to support the budget. And going forward, it looks like we will be using that as well. The bottom line there is we need to grow the congregation in order to further our work. So with that being said, I'm going to open it up to any questions, comments, or concerns that you may have on the proposed budget. And if there's, I've got several of my committee members here as well. I think all of them, actually. They should get a star for the whole committee being in attendance today. Thank you, stewardship. Anyway, any questions? It's all up. Ted moved to accept. Ted moved to accept.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the budget. Also need a second. Thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion carries, and we now have a budget for 2021.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Judy. The next main thing on the congregational meeting is a presentation of those that are being installed. Instead of having them come up and maybe not be social distancing, we will just have you stand in place. The congregational president for 2021 is Coolin Hogan. Coolin, please stand. Vice president of the congregation is going to be Dennis Baker. Church secretary will be Kathy Winders. The historian and photographer, which is a non-voting member of the board, is Al Singleton. The members at large are George Morrison, who was at the first service, and Elaine Burkhalter. Ted Grooms is on a nominating committee for 2021. The others that are on the executive board, they are appointed, not elected, but they are Christian Education, Michelle Elser, Mission Commission is Debbie Messis, Spiritual Growth is Belle Singleton, Property is Spencer Stupak, Stewardship is Judy Baker. Wills Trust Memorials and Scholarships is Larry Winders. The Chair of the Elders will be Randy Sue Davis and Tom Dowler. The Chair of the Diaconate will be decided by the Diaconate probably at their first meeting in January. And The Division of Women Ministries is Janie Nelson. You'll also see that there are those that are carrying on from on their three-year term on elders, Carmen Goodman, Nicholas Grooms, Lonnie McBee, Terry Morrison, Linda Mosteller, Erica Ward, Erica Stupak. But she's been Erica Stupak longer than Erica Ward. Dennis Baker, Randy Sue Davis, Tom Dowler, Al Singleton, and Bell Stapleton. The diaconate is Annette Ambrosino, Emily and Stephen Brown, Jennifer Scott Holly, Steve Huckfelt, Debbie Metzis, Pam and Amber Rouse, Larry and Kathy Winders, and Nyla Kazir. Okay, now, I'm going to read some scriptures, and you can remain standing. Go.
Don't you have to mention the new elders and the new deacons?
Oh, yeah. I see that. The new elders, thank you. The new elders for class of 2023, it's a three-year term, is Cal Decker, Monica Decker, Paul Halleck, Coolin Hogan, and Robin Nelson. The diaconate class for 2023 is Nyla Heitrek, Pat Siemens, Tricia Whitcomb, Mark Williams, and the junior diaconate is Eddie Atkinson, Kylie Stupak, and Evan Woods. The scripture for today is the Apostle Paul is in writing to the church in Corinth, reminds us of the various members of the church function in mutual responsibility toward one another in the life of the congregation. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. That's 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7. As those elected to lead the congregation, do you accept the office to which you have been called, and do you promise the Lord being your helper to fulfill its duties faithfully? If so, say, I do.
I do.
To the people of the congregation, if you are able, will you please stand? As members of the First Christian Church of Casper, will you pledge your eager support of the work of God in this ministry in the body of Christ, and pray God's blessing as together we seek to support one another in selfless service? If so, say, we do. Let us pray. Almighty God, we rejoice that you have called us to be your people at this time and place. Help us to fulfill the mission to which you call us as we seek to know what faithfulness requires of us. Strengthen the resolves of that have been made, and uphold your leadership with hope, encouragement, and that they may endure every frustrating difficulty. Fill this congregation with your loving spirit that may work together harmoniously so that all members may work together. For the common good and the glory, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Sure.
I would move to approve this slate of officers. Second.
Any more discussion or any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those that are opposed say nay. All right. We have a whole slate. I have some certificates for the outgoing board. If Kulin would come up and assist me, please. If you would come up and Kulin, if you'll set them on the first pew there, they can pick them up. And the first one is for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And here's the rest of them. Oh, I better read them off and give them to you because I will miss somebody's name. Second is Kathy Wenders as secretary. Judy Baker as chairman of stewardship. Jennifer Grooms as chairman of Christian Ed. Ted's filling in for Jennifer today. I think Bell Stapleton left. Debbie Betstis, chairman of Mission Commission. Dan Cooey, chairman of Property. Elaine Burkhalter, member at large. Spencer Stupak, member at large. Wanda Hogan, chairman of nominating. Cindy Huckfeldt, chairman of the elders. Dennis Baker, vice chairman of the elders. Keith Rouse and Pam Rouse. Co-chairman of the diaconate. They were at the first service. Janie Nelson, chairman of Disciples Women's Ministry. Al Singleton as historian. Thank you. Yes, give them a big round of applause. when they took on this, the job to be on the executive board in 2020, it was actually 2019, and we had no idea about COVID. But through this year, we've had in-person meetings, Zoom meetings, telephone calls, and the executive board of your church for 2020 stayed strong. They did their jobs, even though it was difficult at times, and continued to keep the church running with the help of God and Pastor Yost and Kathy and Lisa. They got the job done. And I commend them for that. Thank you. Next year will be Coolin's turn to head the church, and I have to tell you, I haven't done a lot of things with Coolin until this year, but I'll guarantee you, the church is in good hands. So with the new board and Coolin, is there anything you'd like to say, Coolin? All right. Okay. Any other remarks? Hearing none or seeing none. Here comes trouble. Yes, Dennis.
Mike, I just want to say is thank you for all your service. It's been a difficult year for you, but I just appreciate everything you've done for the church.
Thank you.
What Dennis said.
What Dennis said.
He just stole all my thunder.
Well, sometimes that happens.
He's such a problem. Child, what are we going to do? You better stick around.
It's well received either way.
Well, and you know, you are a fabulous, I don't know if you want to be called a role model, but example of what it means to be committed to church, Mike, because with your battle with cancer and your commitment to being board chair and folding the newsletter when you can, you still did all of that while you're doing all that nasty chemotherapy stuff. And it's been amazing to watch and to see. And I couldn't have done that. I just slept through all that stuff that you're doing. I just laid down on the couch and slept through chemotherapy. So you are a miracle. You're a miraculous, as far as I'm concerned. And
thank
so
you.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Everything that you've done, taught us, and shown me this year. So thank you. I also need to say one more thing to you all, and that is I helped with the nominating process a little bit this year, and it was easy peasy. Y'all said yes. And it was not difficult, and it's like I told the first service, the only tooth that had to been pulled, we didn't have to pull anybody's teeth, except mine in July, or October. And it was Last year when I got here on the day of the congregational meeting, nobody was going to do the vice president of the board. And I don't know how many months it took until Coolin stepped up. But everything is filled this year. And it was all filled graciously. And that's an important thing to remember. All of you, your leadership for 2021 is serving willingly and graciously and excitedly. So that is, that's important. So y'all need to know that. Are you done? You got anything else?
I haven't adjourned a meeting yet.
Well, that's what I was going to, okay.
I won't but I have one more thing. On a personal note, so you know about the cancer, there was a guy that used to come in to where my sister worked, and he had cancer. And he said, there are two C's in my life. A little C, lowercase, for cancer, and a big C for Christ. And I'm putting Christ in charge of dealing with the cancer. And I must say, I've been very lucky. I have none of the side effects from the chemo. The only one I have is I have no feeling in my fingertips, especially when they get cold. I don't have any of the nausea. I don't have any of the diarrhea, anything like that. And the doctor is totally amazed, Dr. Rosen at the Rocky Mountain Oncology. He says, you're an, excuse me, you're an anomaly because you don't have any of the side effects. And I am grateful for that. With that, I will adjourn the meeting. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. You can go home.
This we pray, O God of Advent, waiting in the name of the one who has come, the one who is come, and the one who will come again, even Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.